Okay. So we're holding over here. We just want to finish up tonight part two of what we started last week, which is fingernails and halacha. So that's going to be the big booklet with a couple pages. We're going to start today where it says Nitila Sipernaim Chelik Beis. So last week we discussed a little bit of how to discard, how to get rid of the nails and where to throw them and things like that. And this week we'll talk a little bit more halacha l'maisa about cutting them. So we started last week with source number one, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid has a whole list of statements, facts, no reasons usually given to why exactly it is this way, but we have this tradition from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, and he writes the following. Number one, La'igalech adam ha'roish v'le'azokim Rosh Chodesh. A person should not cut his head, his hair, or his beard on Rosh Chodesh. So Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid gives us these two halachas. One should not cut their hair or their beard, and one should not cut their nails on Rosh Chodesh as well. If you look at the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Samach is in Hilchos Shabbos, the Magen Avraham quotes it. He says, V'yesh mekoymeh she'im megalchem b'Rosh Chodesh. But here's where it gets interesting. The Magen Avraham writes, Afilu chal b'yom shishi. Now we know that there's a big inyan to cut your hair and shave before Shabbos. So the question is, what happens when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Friday? So the Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid never addressed that. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid said, don't shave on Rosh Chodesh. He never said if Rosh Chodesh is Friday or Tuesday or Sunday. But the Magen Avraham understood somehow that not only shouldn't you say shave on Rosh Chodesh, you shouldn't even shave on Rosh Chodesh if it's Friday. That's a Chiddush. Why? Because that means you're going to come at the Shabbos unkempt, which is usually not accepted. We're not supposed to come at the Shabbos without shaving. We're always supposed to shave before Shabbos. So somehow it's not clear where the Magen Avraham saw this, because the Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid that we have says exactly the words that I have in front of you, but somehow the Magen Avraham understood that if you're not supposed to shave on Rosh Chodesh, it means no Rosh Chodeshim, even if it means not shaving for Shabbos. And then he writes, why? Ki kein tziva Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Now it's interesting, he doesn't point out anything about the nails, he just talks about the hair cutting. The way we have in Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, it's together. It's nails and hair and shaving. And again, according to the Magen Avraham, it's an additional chiddush. It means don't shave even if it means you're going to come on Friday. Again, this happens every so often where Rosh Chodesh is on Friday. And then everyone scrambles. What should you do? Should you shave or shouldn't you shave? Here the Magen Avraham says very clearly that one should not shave even if it means going into Shabbos with a unkept beard. If you look at the that's the kasha, right? That's the big kasha. What do you mean? Kavod Shabbos is definitely on the books. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid is Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. So who said, who told the Magen Avraham? First of all, who told the Magen Avraham Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid said that? He didn't, the way we have it, he doesn't say. So the Torah says he got it from the lack of specificness. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid said you can't shave in Rosh Chodesh, so the implication is every and any Rosh Chodesh. I would have said the other way. It's every Rosh Chodesh as long as there's nothing else up against it. Once you have something else up against it, then it's different. Now, I didn't put it on the page, but it's famous. There is one exception to this. And this the Mishnah Berurah addresses. This is Sfiras Omer. If Rosh Chodesh ear falls out on Friday, then the Mishnah Berurah says that maybe you can shave even if you hold like a Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. So there you see that sometimes it does beat it out. Yet for Shabbos, it doesn't. So we'll come back to that. Oh, we'll get to that tonight also. What about the night preceding Rosh Chodesh? Right, let's say, for example, Rosh Chodesh is Friday. What about Thursday night? Well, we'll get to that tonight as well.
Can you distinguish between today Rosh Chodesh, the first
yes,
and the last?
We're going to talk about that also a little bit today. We'll get to all these details of how to understand Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Now, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Shnei Zalman of Liadi, the famous, what I call the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, really, he writes, it's interesting, I have the pleasure of saying Yeshir and Chassidus Shekel, this is fascinating. Their style of learning is a little different than my style of learning. But they learn the Shulchan Aruch HaRav very, very religiously. When I was in yeshiva, we learned Shulchan Aruch HaRav we learn it, but they learn it like we learn in Mishnah Berurah. It's a new insight to me. It was fascinating for me to learn. So I'm getting more familiar with style and things like that. Because when we were in yeshiva, Avad the Shulchan Aruch HaRav's opinion carries weight halacha l'maisa, but we weren't like medayik in every word like we would in Mishnah Berurah or the Be'er Halacha. They learn it mamish after they learn Torah Beis Yosef, it's what does the Shulchan Aruch HaRav say? They mamish learn it. They learn it religiously. They're medayik, and I'm not saying it shouldn't be. Shulchan Aruch HaRav is a chash v'sefer. Again, it carries a lot of weight lahalachol ma'is. It's a new limud for me. But in any case, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he writes v'noigin b'ktsas mikoymis. There's a minig in some places shloy lehistapir b'Rosh Chodesh that we don't take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. Afilu chal b'Shabbos. Even if it happens to be Friday, chal b'erev Shabbos. And nechshash sakona. Now he's giving us a reason. Why don't you take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh? Because it's dangerous. What's the danger? I have no idea. but sakana. Why? Kikain hizer Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Because that's Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Right, that's it. People, Chamir Sakanta Mesura. That's it. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch Rab brings it down, the Magen Avraham brings it down. If you look in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, again, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch lived later. Now we're in the 1800s, and we're in a different part of the world. We're in Hungary. So Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes like this. The Ein Lokot Tziporni Yoda V'Ragla B'Yemecha, that we spoke about before. Gam Ein Lokot Tziparnov. He's the first one to talk about the nails. Till now, we've been talking about haircuts Rosh Chodesh. Comes along the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and he says, 1 second, you shouldn't cut your nails or your hair on Rosh Chodesh. Now, the truth is, we know that from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. But when you learn the Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch Rab, they don't talk about the nails. They only focus on the hair. Which is a little bit strange because we all have the Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid in front of us. Then he writes, Afilu Chal B'Erev Shabbos. Okay? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings down the entire Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, both haircuts and nail cutting, and Friday as well would not be allowed. Yeah, that we spoke about in previous shurim that we did before Yom Tov. We did that topic. Yeah. Now, if you take a look at the Mishnah Berura, how does he paskin? Mishnah Berura writes, She'ei migalchin ve'ei noitlin sepernayim. He does both. Mishnah Berura quotes Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid the way we have it. Both. Haircuts and nail cutting. Afilu chal be'ayim erev Shabbos kodesh kichein tziva Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid. So it's a mefurish Mishnah Berura. You know, they tell me I don't keep Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, but Mishnah Berura brings it down without any arguments. Mishnah Berura says no nail cutting, no hair cutting on a regular Rosh Chodesh, and even a Rosh Chodesh of Friday. They have no problems with it. Yeah, I'm saying a lot of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, there's no, again, you know, some of the classical ones were found already in earlier.
Yeah, what did they read between the lines? I mean, so what?
Doesn't say it, right. So the Magen Avraham must have assumed from the lack of saying Hani Mili, you know, he didn't speak it out. It must mean that whatever danger exists on shaving on Rosh Chodesh exists even if it's Friday.
Is there Erev Shabbos when it's Stam Erev Shabbos? Is there a problem?
If it's not Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah.
No, that's when you're supposed to. That's a mitzvah. But Zakti B'Yudah Chazir, but if it happens to be Rosh Chodesh, then it becomes dangerous. And therefore, Zakti Mishnah Berura, Magen Avraham, Shulchan Aruch Rav, Kesher Shulchan Aruch, they all say the same thing. Then you don't do it. Which means no one's arguing on this diak of the Magen Avraham. I would have thought Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was only on a regular Rosh Chodesh. No. None of the Achrayim over the last 300 years thought like that.
During the week,
for sure. On a regular Rosh Chodesh, for sure, no hat. Right.
You don't think doing the nails, the fingernails, and toenails, is that because that's how they prepare
things? That's what we assumed when we learned it last time. That's how we came out with it. The Lashon was Nesakana. We assume that's what it has to do with the fact that that's the way they prepare a mace. So that was the best chat I came up with. And if you take a look over in the Lukuti Marichi, writes over here, he also quotes again, that's the Chidah, that's the Nesivis. I mean, a lot of people hold, like this Magen Avraham, that you can't cut your nails, you can't cut your hair on Rosh Chodesh, even on a Friday. But, there is a Chaylik. No, but there are people who disagree. And I would have thought that's a simple... Again, I don't think I have a right either way from the words of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, but I can hear an argument, I can hear someone saying that even if there's a din for Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid is not going to go against the din of Kavod Shabbos. But he writes at the end, but there's still so many Rabbonim, Gedolim, who said no. Even though there is a minority opinion from the Orchas Chaim, this is not the Orchas Chaim the Rishon, this is the Orchas Chaim from Spinka, who was one of the Gedolei the Achrayim. He says, Levakutim Arich is not willing to be maskim halach l'maisa, because he says at the end of the day, there's a whole list of rabbis who all say you can't do it. So halach l'maisa, it seems like you can't do it. So we, So that we said already, they're going to be mekel on Rosh Chodesh, yeah. We're going to assume since the Tzarech Mitzvah, but so is Friday Tzarech Mitzvah, so it gets a little tricky. So if you take a look over in the Mili de Chassidusa, the Mili de Chassidusa was written by the same person who wrote the Eishel Avram from the Bechach. He was a Rav in the town called Bechach. So he writes, Ubalailo Yeshloimar She'enek Peda. This is a real Chiddush. He says this whole Rosh Chiddush is only day, not night. Nights, freebies. You want to get your hair, you can get it at night. Now, it happens to be very helpful in the winter. The nights are really long, right? Right, the nights are going to start at Shkia. Shkia is going to be 4:15. So great, you'll come home after the day of work and you'll shave then. No problem.
Are you talking the night of Rosh Chodesh or are you talking any night?
No, he's talking about Rosh Chodesh.
Sorry, Rosh Chodesh.
Next line. Gam leil shebein beiz yimei Rosh Chodesh kal. He says either night. Meaning the night going into the first day and even the night going into the second. Both.
Thursday night
forget Shabbos for a second. Let's say Rosh Chodesh is Monday, Tuesday. So he says you can shave Sunday night, and you can shave Monday night. Now, that's very hard to understand, because Monday night is Ein Lecha Rosh Chodesh G'dayim Zu. Very good, we don't repeat Yal V'Yoveh, because Ein Mikach El Chodesh. But what does that have to do with this? So this is a Gevaldik Heter. This is a huge Heter. This Heter says if you want to do anything, do it at night. Cut your nails at night, shave your beard at night, get a haircut at night, which again, in the winter, is not so crazy, because again, winter night is 4:30, so get a haircut at 6 o'clock if the barbers are open.
Associated with Sakanta, it could be however that works.
Exactly. Again, I don't know who told the Bechacha, the Eishel Avram this, but if he said it, he said it. And if you take a look in the Ketzos HaShulchan, which was Reb Chaim Noeh, he lived already in Eretz Yisrael in the turn of the 20th century, so he writes, Ubelel Ubelayla Yishloimah She'enk Peda, Gam Lel Shebein Bezimei Resh Chedesh Kal. He says, yeah. Same thing. He repeats the same words as the Peshacha. Two nights Rosh Chodesh, freebies. It's like a, you know, a safety zone. The two nights of Rosh Chodesh. And Shmuel Kamenetsky paskels like this as well. He writes, V'shaper domi l'staper v'litil tzeparna b'lel Rosh Chodesh. He paskels like these achrein, halach l'maisa, that the nights of Rosh Chodesh don't count. So this is something to remember. Even if you're going to be makna Rav Yehuda Chassid, the nights. Shave at night, everything at night.
Does the covered Shabbos apply in the night?
That's a shayla. It could be. Meaning, let's say, for example, if Rosh Chodesh would be Friday, and you hold this, then I would definitely tell a person to shave Thursday night, because you have a couple things to be said. First of all, maybe we don't hold Reb Yehuda Chassid when it comes to Friday. And if you hold like them, it's like a svek svek already of make a shtickal Torah. Yeah, I would tell someone comfortably that they can shave on a Thursday night if Rosh Chodesh is Friday. Now, we'll see in a second what Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky himself said about it.
Didn't you see Reb Yehuda Chassid did all this just for his family members?
But the Mishnah Berurah, the problem is the Mishnah Berurah quotes it over here.
No, I'm saying so weird it's picked up by the Mishnah.
Right. I think that's the way it works. The you know, when it's like here's like the Mishnah, here it's like brought down by everyone. Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah. So here I think we take it more seriously than perhaps other Rebbe Yehuda Chassid. So if you look in the Sefer Mili de Chassidus over here, he writes, he's an interesting halach. He writes, "Vim hischul gam sipoyrin echad." He says, "Let's say you forgot it's Rosh Chodesh. You forgot. You start cutting your nails." He says, "No, you can finish it. You don't have to stop midway." Right? You know, the stories about people. Right, yeah, you know, like the guy who shaved half his face during Sfira. So he shaves the other half, you know, you don't go crazy. He says, "Ki gam b'halocha shem chamuris harbe, mimili dan hogas." He says, things that are much more severe than just this practice, im hischul gaimer. We tell you to finish with kolshikim, mimili ki agavna, befrad, im hischul roi v'tipanayim. Okay. So he says, about if you already cut off most of the nail, if you'd leave it dangling, it might be a shayat chatzitza the other way. So he says, if you started by mistake, you can finish. Now, Reb Yaakov has a gevaldik chiddush halacha l'maaseh. Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky held like this. He says, what happens if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Thursday, Friday? Thursday, Friday, so how on earth are you supposed to prepare for Shabbat? Meaning, how are you supposed to come in Shabbat? Meaning, if Rosh Chodesh is just Friday and not Thursday, so you shave on Thursday. And now, it's interesting, I would have assumed if Reb Yaakov held like his son, that the nights are okay, then the Shabbat's not really negeah. Okay, leave that off for now. Right. So Reb Yaakov is assuming if Rosh Chodesh is Thursday, Friday, your last shave is Wednesday. That means you're coming into Shabbos Friday, not looking your finest. So Reb Yaakov paskins the im Rosh Chodesh chab yom hei ubiyim bov daozim la yitzel l'stapa Rosh Chodesh akoch yitzrach l'stapa biyim dalid. Again, not according to his son. His son will tell you can do it at night. V'zevadai d'loy haver l'chavit Shabbos imken yitzrach l'galeich b'ev Shabbos b'shom mitzvah menam mufchor. So to be accurate, if that's the other option, then take a shave on Friday. Then he writes in the footnote, V'chein yesh lo hayres l'maisa, Shem chal rosh chodesh b'yam hei v'vav, Shem mutter l'estabe b'yam vav, Afilu l'oysem hanazorim b'tavoyse b'yuda chosid. So to be accurate, that much we're not mechoyiv to do. To go 2 days, that's too much. But again, I'm not sure why you have to go 2 days. You can just shave at night. But okay, putting that aside. So according to Bianca, if a person has a Rosh Chodesh like Thursday, Friday, they could definitely shave on Friday because Kavod Shabbos for sure would beat out in that scenario. As I paskin Bianca Kamenetsky. Okay, so that's something to keep in mind with the shaving and the hair cutting halacha l'maisa. Let's go back to the nails for a second. They asked over here, number 12, they asked Chaim Kanevsky, Ha'im b'shinov mutter kein likoytis hatziponayim. What about a Rosh Chodesh? You're not supposed to cut your nails. What about binding your nails? I never really got into this so much. Okay, about biting your nails. So he writes over here, Yesh lihizor. Chaim Kanevsky said you should be careful not even to bite your nails during Rosh Chodesh. Tell that to the nail biters, okay? So then they ask Chaim Kanevsky another question. You have long nails. Are you allowed to cut them? Meaning, let's say you're not going to cut all your nails. You're only going to cut two, three fingers you're going to cut. So Chaim Kanevsky said, Yesh lihizor. Don't do that either. Okay? So it's very makbid over here. Now let's talk a little bit about something else for a second in the cutting nails department. It says in Shulchan Aruch Siman Dalet, beginning of Aruch Chaim, Elu Dvarim Tzrichin Etil B'Mayim. There are certain activities that you do that after those activities you have to wash your hands. One of them is Akom Me'amito, V'Hayoyte V'Beis HaKisei, V'Beis HaMechetz, V'Hanoytel Tziparnov. You take, you cut your fingernails, you gotta wash your hands. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah. He says, you might not need to have to do three times with tufin, but you'll need to have some form of water. Okay, but maybe you don't need to do shalosh pamim, but you still need to wash your hands on some level. Okay, so the Kaf HaChaim wants to know, so again, that sounds like a guy cuts off all his nails, before Shabbos, you know, he cuts his nails, he should wash his hands.
Can you use
Purell? No, you need mine. That's what Mishnah was pointing out. You need mine.
I had this discussion with somebody with Sharpie. I thought anytime anybody went to the bathroom, you'd have to do the Nitzel Sedayim. They said no.
Right. That's the Mishnah Berurah says you don't need to do Nitzel Sedayim, but you need some form of, you need to have at least mine.
This person does Purell.
Right. So again, that's what Mishnah Berurah. Meaning there's a couple of different dinim over here. There's ruach ra, there's dirtiness. So here the Mishnah Berurah sounds like that for these things you have ruach ra, and ruach ra only comes off with mine. I don't know if ruach ra comes off with Purell. Right, that's what Mishnah Berurah said. You don't need three. Right. But you need to have some form of water. That's also shalosh. You need to have a din tefillah. You need to have kayach, you know, kayach kaver, all those other things. It seems like you just need to have some form of water over your hands. Now the Kaf HaChaim. That's part of that might only, right, that might only be in the old bathrooms that have ruach ra in them. Our bathrooms don't have ruach ra, so you can be mekel. That's why in Eretz Yisrael, where are all the sinks? Outside the bathrooms. In America, they're all in the bathrooms. Right? That's part of that conversation. So if you look in the Kaf HaChaim, he writes, again, it says in Shulchan Aruch, if a guy cuts his nails, he has to wash his hands. It says the Kaf HaChaim, afilu le'noto kulam. Let's say you didn't cut all your nails. You cut a few. Still, tzarech nitzel sedayim. Don't have to wash your hands. So, I have over here an interesting tshuva from the Minchas Chen. Right, the Lashon of the Mechaber is noitel tziparnav. So you could say it means all. Again, Reb Chaim Kanevsky, we saw already earlier, he treats partial nail cutting as all nail cutting, right? So an interesting shayla over here from the Minchas Chen. Michael, who's the Minchas Chen?
I know that, but I just walked in to see that.
Okay. So the Minchas Chen is Reb Noach Isaac Obaum, prominent Rav in my neck of the woods. So Rabbi Obaum has the following shiloh. Number 19. Someone asked him the following shiloh. Oh, I'm a little out of order over here. Let me go backwards for a second. Go down to the bottom of the page for a second. Number 17. If you look in the Ketzos HaShulchan, he writes the following. He says, Hanoitil tziparnov mi yodov oy mi raglov, either nail or fingernail or toenail, bein besakin. Whether you use a knife, bein b'shinov. So the Ketzos HaShulchan of Chaim Noah says for a davar pashut, nail biting and using a nail clipper doesn't make a difference. Either way, you have to wash your hands. Orchas Rabbeinu, this is the sefer written about the stipler, written by a yid named Rabbi Horowitz. He says, Omali agoin v'chaim k'eskri shlito. V'chaim k'eskri told me, Acher, sheshoy las marna chazinish, im koitzes tziparin echad b'shinov. Guy cuts one nail with his teeth. Im tzarech lito yodo v'heshev maran shaloi. So here again, Reb Chaim Noah says whether you bite or whether you use a utensil. And here the stipler said, Reb Chaim Kanevsky says, over the Chazinish, that Chazinish says no. If you cut one fingernail with your teeth, you don't have to wash your hands.
But when Reb Chaim Noah said he meant one or he meant all?
Not clear. Correct. So that was a shayla they sent to Rabbi Obam. A guy asked him a shayla. A guy's a nail biter. He's sitting in yeshiva biting his nails in the middle of Seder every time he's running out to wash his hands. He's not going to have a chavrusa. He's not going to have a life. Every time he bites, he's running out to wash his hands. What do you do with such a guy? So Rabbi Obam writes like this. Shtikul Torah, number 19. He says, Kabalti michtava, I got your letter. So in the Nisi Leshiva, I didn't have a chance to respond until now. Machma Tirdusi Amirubim. He's very busy. Okay, good. B'dava Ashela. B'misha noitel tziparnov b'shinov b'yadayim b'em talim. The guy cuts his fingernails with his teeth or with his fingers, meaning without a kli, without a sakin, b'em talim, while he's learning. Shaloi b'mischavin. Machmas hergul. Just second nature. Does he have to wash his hands? Every single time he cuts a nail off, he's running to the bathroom or whatever to wash his hands. So he wants to tell him like this. He says, first of all, he's never going to do, we're assuming he's not doing all of the hands, he's only doing partial. Now, does partial make a difference? Well, according to the Kaf HaChaim, it does not. We saw the Kaf HaChaim together. He says what? Afilu enota kulam. Even if you don't cut all them, whatever you cut, you're going to have to wash. So he says a shtickle Torah like this. He says, Zomeyata yesh lach karoit. So first question is, what creates the chiyuv netila? is it that it's cut with a utensil, or even if it's cut with one's mouth? So we would say, Reb Chaim Noah told us, Bein biyad, bein bekli. So he says, Ube'emes matzina gamza chilkidech, the b'ktois ha-shulchan, kasav de minuit, disappointed, bein besake, bein beshin of tzorch, this dayim. V'chein kasav bein ma'asav l'chol ha-machmes. Alban hogetz chazin ish, but the chazin ish held not like that. He said, Yesh mi sh'oimesh, sh'olum, tzorch, this dayim, kishamasa, tzipornech, beshin of, v'eshim sh'einogam lito. Now you can say that the reason why the Chazanish said Einoy Gamlito is not because it was with his teeth, it was because it was only one finger. It's not a riot from what the Chazanish said. So he thinks that's already question number one. Umiata near Lemaisa Leinyan Chinatias Adayim Benoishach Tziponav Bishinov, Shekim in the Loshan Chazanish who Benegel Metzias Einoy Gam Lemaisa, Sharekosav Sheinoy Gam Lito Nimsa Shedeb Metzias Minagoylum. Ubevadi Misherot Lismach as a Yochalismach. Mikomok in Boifin, Shenoishach Rak Mikta Tziponav. So if you're only going to cut some of your nails, I had them. Rebbe Chiyos, you have more to gain. Shabbichi Agavna, who began the Svek Sveika. What's the Svek Sveika? Suffering in Yeshchim Natil and Mikzat Tziponov. So question number one is maybe the Kavachayim is not right. Maybe when you cut only part of your nails, you don't have to wash your hands. And maybe even if you have to, maybe the teeth are not Machayim. So Dr. Be'Obam, Svek Sveika, you could be Mako. I don't really see the whole Svek Sveika over here, my humble opinion, but okay. Azayinem Tohis, Halochel Maisi, he thinks you could be Samech on a Svek Sveika. Maybe you need to cut all the fingers. First of all, I'm not so sure a guy biting his nail during Seder won't get to all his fingers. Seder's long enough, I'll get to all his fingers also. If Chavrus is that boring, he'll definitely get to all his fingers. Listen to the guy Darshan, he's going to get to all his fingers. Right, maybe Taka, when he gets to number 10, then he has to go wash his hands. So something number one about Obama says is maybe you need all fingers. And maybe even if you have all fingers, maybe it's only with your clean, not with your mouth. And therefore, sex faker, he's makel that the guy doesn't have to wash his hands during Seder. Okay.
When is that clear? So can I do that at the end of the day?
All right, so the assumption is we want to remove Ruach Ra as soon as possible. That's always the assumption. I don't know if it transfers to other things. There are certain Ruach Ra that does. We spoke about that a couple of weeks ago. If you don't wash Negavash, it goes onto the food. It makes the food somewhat contaminated spiritually. So yeah, I guess it's not the end of the road. We'll get to in a second about perhaps learning Torah with the Ruach Ra, which is where he was getting to. So if you turn to the next page in the Lakuti Marich, so he quotes over here from the Bechacha, from the Eshel Avram. He writes, "Shahayinoy kishahayinoy tel tziporni raglov, hayinoy tel gam raglov." When he would cut his noy tel tziporni raglov, hayinoy tel gam raglov. He had a new chumra that when you wash your fingernails, you wash your hands. When you cut your toenails, you wash your toes. A new chumra. Why not? If you wash your hands, you cut your nails. Cut your nails, you wash your hands. You cut your toenails, you wash your feet. I don't know. Yeah. The argument is we don't find Ruach Ra anywhere else usually besides from the hands. We don't find this Ruach Ra on the body. So he writes over here.
So what would he mean? Three times on each?
Whatever he would do for his hands, he would do for his feet. I don't know. Like in the Kiyar, you know, Reichet Yad Veraglov. I don't know. So he writes over here that the Chacha has a Chiddush. Shayinoy ki shayinoy tel tzipani raglov, hayinoy tel gam raglov. The cost of Avshalei Ra Mizeh Mishum Seif. He didn't see this brought down anywhere. He said, why not? Just same way you gotta wash your hands after you cut your fingers, so you gotta cut your same cheshbon. But a kli, pour it over his toes. Yeah, why not? He writes, I didn't find even the frumas do this. I said, but my chosheva person said it, we don't make fun of it. So he says, following that logic, so if you get a haircut, you have to wash your head. Because everyone knows, after you get a haircut, you wash your hands. You have to wash your head. Because that's the Dover HaNiktzatz. Okay, interesting.
Well, I never understood that. Why, if you get a haircut, you have to wash your hands? I didn't do it. The problem.
So we'll get there in a second. So we'll get there in 1 second. So if you look in the Marsham writes an interesting thing. He writes, Ube'emsa netilas atzipanai mutal anas omin. He says, while you're getting your nails cut, even though this creates a Ruach Ra, you're allowed to answer Omin. One would have thought that that's a stira. Meaning if I'm creating Ruach Ra by doing this, so I shouldn't be doing a Dovah Shabakdusha. But he says, no, it's okay. And then he says, V'shemati me'ava kodesh zlotcha of Baal, Shazu Chuvas Maria Ashkenazi, Shiro be'enov mi'bal Heshiv Moshe. He said, I saw by the Heshiv Moshe. Who was the Heshiv Moshe? The Heshiv Moshe was the first of Moshe title Baal. He was originally a Litvisher. He only became Chassidish later. But he was... Right, because the whole Maisa, how he got exposed to Hasidism, against the story, right? But he was originally a Litvisher. He wrote Litvisher Shalos and Chuvis. He wrote the Heshev Moshe, very Litvisher Sefer, Litvisher Shalos and Chuvis. And he says, I saw by him, That he was handling a learning while he was getting his nails cut. So he says, even though maybe you can argue Shemei Ka'ina, he wasn't really the Medabe, he was just listening, but Lamaisa, he was handling and learning. So I guess, let's say you want to listen to a shir. Like, you know, listen to a shir. So Zakhtim, like, it's mutter. If you take a look at the B'Shmul Vazna, he passes Allah Lamaisa like that. He says, Be'inyan Lanas Omi Be'emsa Nitilsa Pranayim, Ayn Shuvas Marat, Masham, Shemei Ka'buzeh, or maybe Kain Allah Lamaisa Me'again Akolish Ba'agis Mach Moshe, Ve'heshev Moshe, Sheheka B'chiyotzeba. Nope, good enough for them, good enough for me. So you can talk and learn and listen to a shir while you're getting your nails cut. Now, who needs to wash the hands after the nail cutting? This is Renegade, right? That's even little kids. Right? Little kids don't cut their own nails, the mothers have to cut their nails. So what does he say over here? So he says, for Chayim Moshe. Don't confuse it with the other Sefer Chaim Moshe that's written by Rav Moshe Bick. That's a Sefer on Chumash. It's written by someone else, I think a contemporary, but it's on Shulchan Aruch. So he writes, V'cholze b'noitel tziparnav, av b'noitel tziparnei chaveroi ain't tzarech letil. So I told my wife, when you cut the kid's nails, you don't have to wash your hands.
Neither one
needs. Nah. V'loi domi l'megalei chaveroi, t'hasem hu inyan nikiyas, t'kan hu inyan ruach ra. That's about nikiyas. Only if you're doing it for yourself. So again, I'm not getting into the shadows of cutting your hair, but he passes Allah Almighty, so you do not have to wash your hands if you cut someone else's nails. Now, it sounds like you don't have to cut your own, but you definitely don't have to cut your nails if you're cutting, you don't have to wash your hands if you're cutting someone else's nails. Okay, Atkan Hasugya for nail cutting. Now we're going to move on to a new topic. So I want to start a series now, a couple of weeks of brachas that never made it to the cut. Meaning there, I'm going to show you brachas that are brought down in Gemara, in Shulchan Aruch, some in the Rishonim, and for some reason, and that's going to be our job to figure out why, never made it to mainstream brachas making. Right? Everyone knows, everything has mala, afilo sefer Torah, bar and kodesh has mazel. I think certain brachas have mazel, and certain brachas just didn't catch on. So we're going to go through a few weeks of this, I'm going to show a whole different slew of brachas, that some maybe caught on a little bit more, some a little less, but that's really the title of brachas that never just didn't make it big. Right, they didn't make it big, and some of them, for good reason, some of them, I think, just basic amaratzes. So let's start with the more positive one, and we'll actually go from cradle to grave, working our way through life, by some brachas that people make in good times, and some brachas people make in sad times, but some just never, ever made the cut. Yeah?
Just going back to finish off with nail cutting and haircuts. When you get a haircut, and the barber cuts your hair, you have to wash your hands.
I believe so, but yeah. Okay. I believe that's the
point. How about after you shave, trim your beard? Do you also have to wash your hands?
I don't know. I'm not sure. That may be a new topic for us to talk about. We have a whole list of things to get to, but I don't know. Yeah, it's something to think about. So let's start over here. We have a Gemara in Brachas. That's why I like to point it. It's a Gemara. Right? It's Nishkin Minag. It's a Gemara. State the Gemara. Vatan, you learned in a Brisa. Omru Le. Very interesting loss in the Gemara. Omru Le. They say to him, Yolde Ishtai. Yolde Ishtai Zacher. A guy gets an email, he gets a text message, your wife just had a baby boy. So for all of you who are saying to yourself, this is not a gay to me, my wife's not having kids anymore, hold on, this is very relevant for grandparents. So bear with me. Says the Gemara, Amrullah, they say to you, Yolde Ishtai Zacher. They send you an email, you should know your wife just had a baby boy. Now today this sounds hard to imagine because all the fathers are there. But Amol, it used to be the fathers were in Medina Sayyam, they weren't in the hospital with the wife, they got a message, your wife had a baby boy. Zog the Gemara, Amma Baruch HaToyv HaMetiv. The father makes the bracha, not just the father, maybe even the mother, the bracha HaToyv HaMetiv. This is one of the places we're introduced to this bracha, a very unique bracha, HaToyv HaMetiv. So the Gemara says, Hasam Nami Deike Ishta Bahadei. The Gemara says, in order to make HaToyv HaMetiv, it's not just that you benefited. It has to be benefit for you and someone else as well. Who's the other person, says the Gemara? The Nichale, the Ishta Bahedja, your wife is with you. The Nichale Bezacher. She also wants to have a baby boy. So the Gemara says that when a baby boy is born, mom is happy and dad is happy. And that's why you can make the bracha HaToyv HaMetiv. Okay. How many people made that bracha when they had boys? Okay. Who remembers? Okay. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, this is a Gemara. Gemara. No one's arguing.
Is the understanding that if it's a girl, you wouldn't make
Yes, yes. When you have a girl, you do not make this bracha. But Lina, we'll get to next week, is there a bracha for a baby girl?
And let's say there was a situation, I don't know, not that parents aren't
happy. Yeah, no, we're going to talk about it. Yes, yes. Yeah, we'll talk about it. But Allah talks about this, Shaila. Guy has five boys already. He's showing he wants a girl. And then he has that boy. What happens then? Oh, good. We'll get to all this. So let's see. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, this is recorded in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Reish Chav Gimel, writes the Mechaber, Yolde Ishtai Zachar, guy's wife has a baby boy, Bevaruch HaToyv HaMeitiv, he makes the bracha. Now again, it doesn't just mean he says that he makes a bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Elam, Sheim U'Malchus, the whole shebang. V'gam Hi Tzricha Levaruch Kein, and she also makes the bracha. both mom and dad. Okay, so the women, it's a little bit more complicated. They're a little busy at this point, right? They're trying to get hold the baby, and they got to clean them up a little bit. For the guy, it's not so terrible. He turns away from whatever's going on and makes the bracha. The whole thing is about 3 seconds, right?
And it's only immediately on the Shmiyah.
We're gonna have to get to how much time does he have?
How old? Twins, season one.
It's a shell, they talk about it. Pasha is one bracha will go on both, I would assume. Right. I think one bracha probably would. They do talk about the shayla. I didn't put it down. I didn't put it down on the sheet, but it definitely came across the shayla of what do you do for twins. I don't remember. I think they say for twins. I don't remember now. But if you look in Shulchan Aruch, but this is where it gets interesting. We got to read this Rambam very carefully. Right through Rambam. The imesoi ishto belidito. If Nebuch, the wife, dies in childbirth, then mevorach shachianu. And the father doesn't make atayv amet, because again, atayv amet means someone else besides for me is happy. Well, the wife is not here, sadly. So then, the haleka hatayv alachrim. Let's say the dad dies before childbirth. He mevarecha shechion. So the Ramah tells us that the default bracha when you can't make atayv amet is when the boy is born, but mom and dad are both not alive. So then the other one makes a shechion. That we're going to get to Blina the next year. We're going to talk about not only that. This is what I.
What's the shechina? I got this matriga that my husband dropped dead.
No, not the husband, the new baby.
Yeah,
new baby.
Okay.
What? No. Well, we'll get to that later the next week. Right now, all we're seeing is there's one bracha on a boy and one bracha nebuch on a tragedy. We'll see Blinad the next week. There's a third possibility on a girl. You make a shechianu. That we'll get to Blinad. That's it. So, yeah. Again, it's a Gemara and a Halach on Shulchan Aruch. Now, the kicker over here is it's not in the Rif and it's not in the Rambam. So that's a big red flag. Whoa, it's not in the Rif, not in the Rambam. Yes, same bracha. Same one. Correct, same bracha.
So who's happy if I'm having a second cup of wine?
No, so that's the Halach. And a Kham, it has to be other people there and it has to be a better bottle. There's a lot of rules to that. I rather would have done this. Right, correct. That's right. It has to be someone else. The whole Shiloh. I grad didn't do that angle because I'm not a big wine drinker and I'm a little selfish. And it wasn't interesting to me, so I didn't talk about it. But that's the other Shiloh to talk about. That's how you make the manyain. Yeah, 100%.
They brought down with inheritance that you'd make.
Oh, that's in 2 weeks. And Mr. Shem, in 2 weeks we'll get to that share. What happens to the guy who hears that his father died and left him $5 million? So according to the Gemara, it's a Gemara, don't yell at me. The Gemara says he makes Dinah Emes and he turns around and makes Atayva Metiv.
Yeah, but that's only him.
It depends. If he has siblings or if he has a wife and children, we'll get to that's it's here. It's all here. Don't worry. Mr. Shem will get to that probably in 2 or 3 weeks. That's why I said from cradle to grave. We'll talk about when you have a baby, which is great, and we'll talk about Nebuch, the other side of the equation when people die. But in Echrami, there everyone jumps on like, what do you mean? How can you do that? Now, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says to do that. The Gemara says if a person hears that his father died and he leaves him money, he makes the Dina Emes, and the next second he turns around and says Shechianu or Atayva Metiv, depending on the situation. So we'll get to that. So let's just read over here the Ramah. The Yeshe Kasvu Shenogum Lahakal Babrachazu. Many people are lenient with this bracha. Why? She'ena Choyve El Rishos. Because they say this bracha is not mandatory, but it's optional. Ubizen Ispashi Chirabi Mekilim Be'elu Abrachas. And that's why so many people are lenient with these brachas. But what is the Ramah talking about? The Ramah doesn't mean Hatoyva Meitiv. The Ramah means the Shechianu. Hatayva Meitiv is a Gemara. Mr. Brewer points this out. Right? Look at the Mr. Brewer. Mr. Brewer writes over here, where did I put it? Mr. Brewer writes over here that's not what the Mr. Brewer means. Mr. Brewer doesn't mean not to say Hatayva Meitiv. The Ramah doesn't mean not to say Hatayva Meitiv. The Ramah says Shechianu when someone dies is a Rishos, but not the Hatayva Meitiv. Let's see. So the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch never brings down to make a Shechianu upon a baby girl. Where does that come from? We'll get to Blina the next week. It comes from one or two places. Either the Nitziv was the one who thought of it, or maybe the Mishnah Berurah was the one who thought of it. But it did not appear in earlier literature just to make a regular Shechianu on the birth of a baby girl.
It's clear that the baby is born both a husband and
a boy.
Boy should make a tavar.
Before Shechemar Barach Nuntas. Less man the poly. Brought down Shulchan Aruch. Now, if you take a poll, and how many people make that bracha, the numbers are very low. I go out of Makbet. I tell my Talmidim. When their wives are pregnant, and I said, I don't know if you know what you're having, I'm telling you two Yesaidis to live by. If you have a baby boy, make the bracha and call the moil right after you call your parents and in-laws. Because you will not get a moil. Moilim are so hard to chab these days. That's the third person you call. Parents, in-laws, moil, and make that tayyib. Those are the only things I tell them. After that, you're on your own. I don't want to get touchy, you know.
Depending on what time it is.
Exactly. Right, that's right. You have to know your crowd, but, you know. So let's see the Mishnah
Berurah. Rabbi, it's also interesting because by Sfarim you make a Shechiyona by the
Brit. I'll get to that also, Mr. Shem.
But you don't do by the
Correct. Correct. We'll talk about that also. That's going to have a major impact on halacha. Now, something which is going to be very interesting to keep in mind for the whole next series, this whole series, the Svaradim have a very, very different approach than Ashkenazim and all these brachas. They don't make any of these brachas. Not this. We'll get the whole list of brachas. Minik Svaradim, not to do it. Very interesting. Well, even though it says Gemara, it says Shulchan Aruch. Now, this one, I'll tell you, I can't just blame the Svaradim. We're going to blame even some Ashkenazim also. So let's see. Says the Mishnah Berurah, alum the Shavar over here. This was pshat in this bracha, I'll tell you, Vametiv. Says the Mishnah Berurah, va'afilu le'ro ba'atzmai. You don't even need to see the baby. Rakshoma kishahoya bi'aracheres v'chein b'mashem v'vor b'sif peis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is not about seeing. What he's doing over here is he's trying to be mechalik between a boy and a girl. Upon a baby girl, we're going to learn from the Mishnah Berurah himself that you make a shachiyon when you see her for the first time. This boy, you don't need to see the boy. You know it. You could be Medina Sayyam, you don't even see the baby. Forget FaceTime. You don't even see the baby. But you get a telegram, your wife has a baby boy, I tell you about you get a telegram, your wife has a baby girl, nothing. The first time you'll see the baby, you'll make a shachiyon. That's what the Mishnah Berurah holds. Now, why? Says Mishnah Berurah, midisosmu apoiskim mashmada filu hoyla kamas charim. Let's say he already has a bunch of boys. Vitoyev shiyalodalei bas. He really wants to have a daughter. Kadeshi kai mitzvah perivivya from a cheshbin, okay? Some people want to have a girl because, you know, they like to balance things out. You got a little bit of everything, right? Says the Mishnah Berurah, what do you do in that case? Okay, the guy has five boys, Baruch Hashem. He now wants a girl. And you know what happens? And now he finally gets his girl. He's so happy he gets his girl. So you think he should make a toiv ha-metiv? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. Afilu hoch, yinoy al-bas, ein mevorach al-zeh. He still doesn't make that toiv ha-metiv. What do you mean? He's so happy. Now he gets the name for his mother. Now his wife gets the name. They get to make a kiddush. They get to put kids on dresses and outfits. And now he's becoming a mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, does it matter? He still can't make this bracha. This bracha is only on males. Unbelievable. Sounds like the Torah is a little bit gender, gotta be careful over there. Yeah, you gotta be careful which groups you tell us halacha to, right? It's a little touch. But that's what it says in Mishnah Berurah. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, the bracha is only recited on a boy no matter what, no matter how. Now, Bli Neder, probably next week we'll talk about, let's say a child is born with deformities. That bracha happens, right? Let's say a baby boy is born with significant deformities. Would you still make the bracha?
Or health issues.
Or, I mean, yeah, significant health issues. That's going to make this child a complicated situation. Not going to be, you know, your typical wonderful news. Everything's going to end well. It's going to be complicated. Would you still make the bracha? It's a big mechalikas achroinim. I don't know what the Velt does, Allah Chumai say. I don't have the chutzpah to ask people, but something we'll have to talk about.
But
if the extensions are reshus, then it's a shah. Oh, yeah, you're right. All these brachas are all reshusim, but Lamaisa, we make them, you know. We've spoken a lot of times, there's different categories of brachas. This bracha probably fits somewhere in what we call the brachas HaShevach category. You're praising Hashem or you know, it's not a brachas HaNenin, it's not a brachas HaMitzvah, but again, we try to make them whenever we could. But again, obviously there's much more room to be makel when something brachas HaHakol type of stuff.
Did we say it's only on the parents?
Oh, we didn't get the grandparents yet. All right, we'll get...
Oh,
yeah, 100%. Or even good friends. Let's say you're very close with a couple, and you've been wanting them to have that, and they finally have that baby, so you're happy. We'll get to that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Afilu hachi emnoyed labas if you have a girl. Eim of rachazeh. When we come back, I'm nearly poshit. Debepam rishon kisheroi oisai, the first time you see your baby girl, mevorech bricha shachiyonu. Mishnah Berurah writes over here, the first time you have that baby girl, the first time you see her, you make a shachiyonu. We'll talk about this in a whole shiur about this. No different than if you haven't seen your friend in 30 days. How many people make a shachiyon when they don't see their friend for 30 days? No one. It's a gemara. It's Allah on Shulchan Aruch. We'll have to be mazbar why no one does it. But let's keep on going. So let's skip for a second to the Be'alocha number 5. Be'alocha klared the shayla. Im yesh l'kama bonim ve'in le'bas v'tov sh'tival le'bas v'nod le'ben. Im yesh l'varach b'ch satoiv achrei the seif adover hu delenich le'bezocha v'tzarechin. Here he says v'tzarechin. In the Mishnah Berurah he says very clearly, right? The guy wanted to have a daughter and he ends up having a son. So the question over here is, I'm saying, Mishnah Berurah's case was the other way, right? The guy has five sons and he wants to have a daughter and he has the daughter. No atoiv ametiv. But a shachiyon didn't make. What about the reverse case? The guy has five sons and he desperately wants to have a daughter, but he has another son. Does he still make atoiv ametiv? So following the previous Mishnah Berurah's logic, one would have assumed, yes. Here the Mishnah Berurah says tzarechin. It's not sure. Because at the end of the day, right, yesh lo, then how much simcha he has. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know why this is different than the other case.
People have a preference.
But Mr. Brewer told us clearly that the guy wanted to have the daughter, and he has the daughter. He can't make Atayva Meitiv.
The
Gemara doesn't tell us. That's the beauty of this halacha. The Gemara doesn't say why. The Mishnah Berurah says something about Priv Rivi. Now we'll see a Mori Dikab Shat. It's not on this book. It's not different. There's a Mori Dikab Shat from the Klausenberger Rebbe. The Klausenberger Rebbe thinks the Pshat is. Because in Klausenberg, the minhag is not to make the bracha. So the Klausenberger Rebbe thinks the reason is the Pshat in this bracha is because a boy is more productive than a girl, because a boy can have more children than a girl. Why? Because a boy can have five wives. From those five wives, he has five children. So he just produced 25 new children. A woman, she only has one uterus, right? She can only have X amount of children.
That's at the same time. She could get married five times too and produce five people.
What do you want to have? What, you want to have 25 kids?
No.
How's she going to have 25 kids? Oh, come on.
Where just certain people have 19, 20
kids. Yeah, I'm saying it's a lot easier for a man to have multiple children than it is for a woman, just the mitzvahs. So we'll see how that makes any sense.
So it says no what being everybody gets better or you spot the whole thing.
There's Yushalmi. There's Yushalmi / Bavli also that if there's a mace in the family and Noilad ben Toich Shona, it's a Nechama for the family. That is something. But again, there's a lot of Gemaras about having, the Gemara says for Ken, the Gemara says in Bav Basra, having a girl first is better. Right? It's a skula, it's good. Yeah, it's a skula to have someone help you with the kids, for sure, if you have a girl first. No shaila in my mind. But in any case, let's just see one more Maramakim. So just the Shevet HaKahasi points out, it's not a chiddush, but when the mother makes the bracha, she just has to clean herself up a little bit. And she can't make the bracha when she's still, bleeding or whatever else is going on. She just has to clean herself up in order to make that bracha. So we'll stop here for tonight. Belina, the next week, we'll pick up over here in the Be'er Halacha. What about grandparents? Grandparents? They're thrilled to have a grandson. Would they make that Teiva Meitiv also? And we'll see, it's not so pashit. So, next week, we'll continue on this discussion to see why this bracha did not make it to mainstream, if it didn't make it to mainstream. And perhaps grandparents, or even close friends, or uncles, or brothers, or siblings, and nephews, and uncles, maybe should make this bracha as well, if they experience such a simcha upon the birth of a baby boy.